Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday, horny. You know I'm throwing it down on today. Let me tell you, it's August the 4th, 2022, 3 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 4 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Zimbabwe, Kenya, East and West Africa, the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Bhattani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumpa Rum. I know it ain't Thanksgiving, honey, but Gumpa Rum always remind me of turkeys for some reason. Listen, Gumpa Rum, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumpaRum.com. Please do visit us online for all your rum libation needs. We do have two different flavors, one infused with natural vanilla, which is Gumpa Gold, one infused with natural coconut, which is Gumpa Silver, honey. This is Steve Gumb, is the CEO and the founder of Gumpa Rum. Listen, I don't know why Steve cannot put it on his schedule to keep me in regular rotation with sending out Gumpa Rum. You know, he know I need to have some liquor around here. He know I get crazy in the head when I don't have no liquor. So you know what I'm saying? I have to do all the work in the engineer booth. I have to talk to all these people and everything. You know, so you got to have a little liquor to take the edge off. You know what I'm saying around here? I don't know what's wrong with that man. But thank God I did get a raise. I'm getting 50 cents an hour now. Thank God for that. But you know what? You know something. You know who ain't getting no raise? Let me tell you something, what's going on around here in Chicago. You know, I'm broadcasting live from the Windy City. It's about 78 degrees now. Let me tell you what happened in the Windy City. Listen, people, it's so crazy. You know, people, it's really crazy and nuts around here. Listen. You know, Lollapalooza was going on a couple of weeks ago, whatever. Listen, this lady, a Lollapalooza security guard was arrested after being accused of posting fake mass shooting. What kind of nut is that? Now, listen, she's a security guard at Lollapalooza. Listen, she decides she's going to do a fake post on mass shootings. You know, she wanted to leave work early was her problem. That was her problem. She wanted to get off work early. But you know what? Instead of asking the boss if she could leave a little bit early, she thinks in her stupid little head that she's going to do a fake mass shooting and then have the nerve to put it on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? So you know what? She ain't got to worry about asking her boss no more to leave work early. She ain't got to worry about, you know, doing a text of fake mass shooting because, you know, she's been caught a charge. She caught a charge, you guys. She caught a charge. So you know what? It's a felony. It is a felony. So you know what? She's going to be spending a lot of days off of work. You know what I'm saying? She's going to be hitting some hard bricks, baby. Listen, and she's only 18 years old. 18 years old. And I'm telling you, you guys need to Google, take a look at that mugshot. I am telling you, she is stupid in the brain. You know, I don't even know who would hire somebody to be a security guard. She's 18 years old. She doesn't even know how to tie her shoes. You know what I'm saying? You can look at that mugshot and understand that her brain ain't working too good. You know what I'm saying? It's like her brain is up in the roller coaster or something. You know what I'm saying? She needs to be a security guard. Maybe she should have been a security guard down at Navy Pier somewhere. You know what I mean? And I'm like, what in the world is going on here? 18 years old? 18 years old. Well, honey, she's got a lot of days to protect herself because she is going to be off of work. She ain't going to be making a penny. Oh, well, she's going to be making a couple pennies in the places where she is going, and she's going to be a security guard for real. You know what I mean. Y'all know what goes down in those places. So listen. I'm telling you, it is crazy. So listen, I got somebody here today. Listen, I got an independent artist. His name is Curtis James Hill, and he is hot, baby. He's hot. He is really, really hot. He is really, really hot. I am telling you what's going heaven through. And you know James, you know Curtis James Hill, your music is going to be heard by people all over the world. People all over the world. Listen, let me start. Yes. I kid you not, Curtis James Hill. I want you to know your music is be heard by who? People all over the world, baby. People all over the world. Listen, let's do this. Let me tell you about Curtis James Hill. And just so you know, he does have millionaire music. Y'all know I'm on a hunt for millionaire music. You know what I'm saying? I am on a hunt and a mission for millionaire music. And Curtis James Hill, he looks like a guy that really has millionaire music. You know what I'm saying? You got to be business-minded. So listen, your guys heard me earlier talking about the briefcase. So I know he's got the briefcase in his hand. He's professional. He understands his music is a product because it's all about business. Let me tell you something. You're going to hear this song right now. It's called Would It Matter. But let me tell you a little bit. Let me tell you a little something here. And you know, and before I play the music, some of these people that's managing artists, you know, I think some of the management team don't even know what's going on. You know, it just befuddles me when I'm talking to some of these managers. I just was talking to one today. Listen, let me tell you something. I'm like, what is wrong here? Something is really wrong here. Listen, the person says to me, I'm representing my clients, so of course that tells me you're fulfilling the role of being a manager. You're a manager. You're managing someone. And now the manager is asking me, well, what do you mean by a bio? Do you mean a description of the song, what the song is about? And I'm like, well, honey, if you're doing something, you're doing business with me, you got to ask me for a description. What is a bio? What is a bio? I think your client will fall dead if they knew you're asking somebody, what is a bio? You know, if you don't have your client's bio, you don't know your client's history, you got to ask me, you know. I'm like, are you serious right now? Are you serious right now? You can't tell me what your client's history is, what your client's bio is. And, you know, they're sending me all this music that is not, you know, Lord, today I don't even want to talk about that. But I'm like, honey, send me the resume, send me the bio. And she says, can you explain to me what a bio is? And you are a manager. You are a manager, and I got to explain to you what a bio is. I says, honey, that is a description of your client's details, his history, what has he done in the music business. Tell me a little history, honey. That's all I'm looking for. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you got to be kidding me. People are spending money. You know what I'm saying? I mean, do you think money is just like going in the water? It's like they're just throwing money to dead fish in the water. Just dead fish in the water, dead fish in the water. So let me tell you something about somebody that's really got it together, and that's Curtis James Hill. Curtis James Hill. This song is Would It Matter. Let me tell you something. Written by Curtis Hill and Brandon Bradley. Y'all going to love this. It's the only track from all these Ambers. Now, look. It was included on the upcoming release. Despite minimal promotional efforts, What It Matter has already been streamed, listen guys, over 55,000 times by over 7,000 listeners, and continues to gain audiences. And when you hear the song, you're going to understand why it has been streamed over 55,000 times. Listen, he has playlist placements and exposure all over the world at rapidly growing rates. I am telling you, this is phenomenal. So listen, let's do this here right now. Let's listen to the song. His voice is amazing. You're going to love it. Would It Matter? Take a listen, honey.
Didn't want to say goodbye, but I found it was the only way. Didn't want to have to lie. When you're leaving someone, what else can you say? And there's me so bad, 'cause I miss what we had. If I told you that, lying awake every night and still think about you, I feel the same about you. If I told you the truth that I'm still in love with you, would it matter how, that you're not next to me. I have to face it on my own. Find a way to live my life with what's left of me. It hurts me so bad, 'cause I miss what we had. If I told you that I wake every night and still think about you, I still dream about you. If I told you the truth that I'm still in love with you, would it matter at all? Would it matter at all? Would it matter at all? If I said I was wrong, would it matter? I said you were right for me all along. Would it matter at all if I told you that, lying awake every night and still think about you, I still dream about you? If I told you the truth that I'm still in love with you, would it matter at all? Would it matter at all?
Phenomenal, 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 phenomenal. I love it. Oh, his voice is just so amazing, 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 amazing. I love it. You guys know what I'm doing on the other side of the music. This is a live broadcast. It is not pre-recorded, my darlings. So listen, listen, listen. What I'm doing on the other side of the music is sending out his Spotify link to other stations and new opportunities. You guys know I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission for millionaire music. And so you know what, when you have music, a millionaire music, you are first putting a dedication, you are loyal to yourself, you're dedicated to yourself. So listen, in order to have millionaire music and become a millionaire music, because I say millionaire music because music is your product. It is business. You are a brand. So listen, you got to first have that dedication to you. You got to have that loyalty to you. And when I'm looking at artists, and I can tell right off the beat, you know, if a person is loyal to themselves, if they're loyal to their brand, if they're dedicated to them. Because if you are, you're going to have a website, honey. You're going to have a website. You know, you, when you start out, of course, you're not going to have a website. But what I'm saying is after you've been in the business for about 12 months, you should have a website. You should have a website. You know, you can get a website really easy. It's not expensive. So I'm thinking, you know, if you have your dedication and your loyalty to yourself, you're going to have that website. You're going to have it organized well. You're going to have your goods on there, which is your music. You're going to have some type of press kit. And if you don't have a full press kit, you're going to have something on there. You're going to have some information as far as where you've interviewed on radio, where you've been interviewed on music magazines or music blogs. You're going to have that up there. So listen, you're going to have some great photos. You know, I'm telling you what's true. Listen, somebody sent me a picture yesterday. And, you know, I almost boxed up my lunch. My lunch almost came back on me when I saw this picture. I said, you got to be kidding me. This person had a pretty nice song. They had a nice song. They really had a nice song. Listen, listen, listen. And they sent me the profile picture. I said, send me a headshot. You know, if you can't get a headshot, if you don't have enough dedication to yourself to get a decent headshot, what am I supposed to think? You know what they sent me? For God's sakes, this is the honest God truth, and I cannot make this up. They sent across a headshot. The freaking thing was so, I'll have to say something else. The freaking thing was so blurry, I couldn't make out what the Sam Hill it was. It was so, it was just unbelievable. And then they sent a shot at first that I could actually see. They sent a shot that I could actually see at the first shot, really, to be honest with you. They sent the first one, and they had this look. They had this goofy look on their face. I'm like, what is this? And then he sends across another one. And he says, well, by the way, this is the photo I actually have on my Spotify profile. And I'm like, you got this on your Spotify profile? Nobody can even see who you are or what you are or what it is you're trying to present to the world. You know what I mean? When you put a picture on your Spotify profile, it is your presentation to the world. You know, some of these artists, I'm like, what are you presenting to the world? Do you know that you're on the Internet? The Internet is open 24 days you know what I'm saying here, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's open 24/7, baby. I get so excited about this. I'm like, it is unforreal. You know, you got to put yourself first. You got to make a dedication to yourself. Listen, you're working on a job to support your music career. So your music is what you love. It's what you really is really wanting to do. So why not dedicate yourself? At least have a decent photo. At least have a decent photo to present to the world. Some of these photos, I'm like, what is going on here? It looks like a worm crawling up out of a hole somewhere, for God's sakes. Listen, the next song by Curtis James. Hill, and he is so phenomenal. He has millionaire music, and I love it. Check this out. This is Misguided, Misguided.
Sometimes I sit around and I wonder why. I wonder why. Why let you love me, let you make me cry, and I still don't know why I'm so misguided, I'm so misguided. Time would heal me, but I really can't begin to tell you where the time went, and I still don't know why I'm so misguided, I'm so misguided, I'm so misguided, when it comes. Even though you heard me, yeah, you heard me. You didn't know you don't, you never know you won't deserve me. If letting go is a lesson, then I guess I'm having trouble learning.
Amazing, amazing. You know what? He has a really, really great singing voice. He really, really does. Amazing. I love it. I love it. It's just phenomenal. It really is. He has a great singing voice. I love it. That was Misguided, Misguided, Misguided. Awesome, 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 awesome. Let me tell you.
tell you something. He kind of reminds me of a couple of different things. I got to tell you something. In a way, he reminds me of Hootie and the Blowfish, you know, the lead singer, Hootie. He really does. So, listen, let me tell you something. He's got it going on. I love it. I love it. His career is going to grow by leaps and bounds. Leaps and bounds. I already know that hands down. So, listen, guys, I am pretty much out of time. I am telling you, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I'm going to have that song again later on today. I'm pretty much out of time right now, and it's been a Stone Cold Blast, but I just love great singers. What can I tell you? Independent artist Curtis James Hill. His music is going to be playing again later on today. It's going to be spinning again. You know, he's just really fantastic. And he has his stuff together, which is really, really cool. You know, I always appreciate when artists really are serious about their craft. It's serious business to me. So listen, he's on SoundCloud, Spotify, YouTube, and of course he's on Facebook. He has a really phenomenal, great bio, has a great history. So I want you guys to check him out on Spotify. I'm going to send his link as well, his Spotify link, to a couple of stations on Twitter, a couple of people that I network with back and forth. I'm going to be doing that for him. Once again, his name is Curtis James Hill. Please do check him out on SoundCloud. Check him out, Curtis James Hill. This is Lifetime. So listen, I'm clicking on the link right now. I'm clicking on his SoundCloud link. Let me take a look here. This is great. Listen, he has 569 followers on SoundCloud. Yes, he's got 147 tracks. So listen, my man know what he's doing. You know what I'm saying. He knows what he's doing. He's been around the bend. This is great. His page looks really, really, really nice. Yes, and I'm going to be following him. I'm going to do that. Listen, really nice headshot, really nice picture, nice smile, you know, really brightening. You know, he has a warm smile, so really he brings you in. That's why headshots are so important, people. It is so important to have a great headshot because that energy that you're displaying on that headshot is either going to bring people in was going to say, I don't know what they're doing. They're not going to even listen to your track. They're going to go somewhere else. I am telling you, that first impression is so you got to have that together. And so listen, Curtis James Hill, he does that. That headshot, when I looked, I was like, oh yeah, I want to hear more. I want to read more. I want to know more. So, and that's what it does. That's why it's so important, people. You gotta take this stuff seriously. Listen, it depends on what your goals are. Are you, you know, is your goal to be a millionaire music maker? You know, you can do it. You can do that. When you have a great product, the money finds itself in your pocket. You got to remember that. Don't be like Janae Williams, the one at Lollapalooza, the security guard. Don't be like her. Don't send out a fake alert. Please, for God's sakes, don't do that. So listen, I am pretty much out of time, and I got to get on up and out of here.
In the Don Cornese, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and
you motivate.